Let's go back to the first boom. Boom. Whose number is this? Whose phone number is this?
Boom. Whose phone number is this?
Mine.
Well, boom. Red-handed.
I never sent that.
Those are high school actors rehearsing one of 12 plays that open next week online in the Everywhere's a Stage Theater Festival. More than 80 kids, 4 high schools, 8 Illinois State University theater education major directors, and 4 high school directors all saying the pandemic won't stop them from performing virtually. Kevin Vernon teaches theater at Normal Community High School. Vernon says instead of settling, they choose to strive.
What would normally have been, okay, so yeah, we're in COVID and we are going to replace your regular show with a small cast and it's going to be Zoom theater, yay. Instead, we were able to say, okay, we can involve a lot more people. It's going to be very different.
Usually, scheduling hurdles prevent combining casts from different schools. Vernon says Zoom, though, is geographically liberating. She and other festival organizers took the opportunity to expose their theater kids to students in the other high schools and to other directors.
This is more than just an activity for kids. This is their home. This is their identity. This is something that is really important to them, and we felt that we needed something different and something important to be able to say, it's okay, it's different, but we've got this.
The pandemic makes many theater things different. Vernon says she's far more relaxed and flexible because directors don't have the level of trust with the parents of students from other schools that the parents of kids in her program have with her. Acting in a Zoom theater forces students to adapt as well. Virtual performances take a lot of the physical part of theater away. Vernon says students have to be still in the frame and use voice more.
They're getting a lot of vocal variety, and we are noticing things more like vocal patterns. Okay, now you have to walk over here while all the same time thinking about this, you know, this tragic thing your character is going through. Well, now you have to do that with your face, but also think, well, I can't let my voice get too high-pitched there. I want to do this instead. So it's that combination of method acting and interior.
Students in the festival say online acting is just as interesting as in-person on stage, but yes, different. Bloomington High School junior Dawson Marshall says it was eye-opening because he'd always viewed acting as mostly a physical effort to convince the audience that person on stage is who they say they are. Now, it's much more internal.
You know, there's not really a stage, and it's more focused on just the characters. So for me, it's really given me a chance to really dig into my character.
Marshall says you have to have a rock-solid focal point, a steady head position to make it Zoom-friendly, and expressions instead of hand gestures that appear huge on screen.
It's really more about how much of your face and how close your face is to the camera, kind of imagining the scene in your head and where you'd be looking.
They use a lot of green screens for backgrounds. They do costumes and makeup at home with what they have. Normal West senior Justin Turner agrees character work comes to the fore in that setting.
You're going to have to look at what different things affects them, why do they act this way, what were they doing before the topic of the scene.
Turner cautions you can get too tied up in the motivations of the character and ignore the technical aspects of the craft of acting.
It's so fine to get lost in it, and it's actually good, but like, still a lot to do with just practicing and just remembering, like, hey, this is what your character's motives are.
Justin Turner and Dawson Marshall say they thought at first it would be difficult to connect with other actors. One of the charms of in-person theater is the downtime. Actors offstage run lines, they cut up and have fun when the director works with someone else. It turns out one-on-one and small group bonding still happens, courtesy of Zoom breakout rooms. Justin Turner says all that is possible, but different.
Oh, it's weird. Once you're not able to see them face-to-face, or even like just being around them or get to know them, it's weird because then you feel like you're losing some of that chemistry with that role. So you're going to have to kick in a second gear and be like, okay, now we're going to have to work harder to try and get this chemistry to work out between our roles.
Turner and Marshall say acting online is not easy, but if you put your heart into it, it is very fun. Illinois State University Theater Education Professor Jimmy Christman says the ISU students overseeing most of the festival plays have had to learn a new way to direct in a virtual environment as well. It's not a stage. It's not a movie screen, not even a TV screen. This is a really tiny screen in which micro-expression matters a lot.
They're having to look at more subtle things, how they can interact with each other in those Brady Bunch-style boxes of Zoom, figuring out how to tell the story when they're not in the same space together. It's been challenging and fun to watch them grapple with that.
A virtual environment has some things a stage does. Christman says there's directionality. Students look up or over at another box if you can fiddle with Zoom settings so the dominant box and dominant microphone doesn't pop around.
Some of them have figured out how to pin the squares in place so that they can do that.
And having that steady grid of squares allows interactivity.
Some like duplicated props, if they're passing something from one character to another, the person A would hand it off to their right, and the person beside them would grab it from the left and have a second prop, the exact same kind that they would work with. So they're finding really inventive ways of dealing with that.
Christman says the host of the meeting, or director, can mute and blank out a box when characters go off stage. And of course, Christman says, some things stay the same.
When there are students who don't come to rehearsal, I mean, you figure out what you got to do in the moment then and keep going and get as productive a rehearsal as possible.
There are always distractions at rehearsals. But as you can hear from this rehearsal, the variety of distractions multiplies on Zoom.
I know. I got distracted by the cat feeder in the background going off. Terrifying. It has a recording of my aunt going, Muta, Muta, come get your food. And it haunts my nightmares.
Go ahead, Sean.
Through all the fun, Bloomington Normal High School students say the work of theater matters now more than ever. Normal West senior Justin Turner says it means something to him, but also to the community.
It's really important to support it. Otherwise, the fact that this is even happening is beyond me. I didn't think that we were going to be having a play. And I really wanted to reach out to our community. I think that theater is slept on in our town and through the world, to be honest, because we mostly focus on movies and everything like that.
Turner says bringing the stage to you is important in this time. And Illinois State University Theater Ed Professor Jimmy Christman says even with all the make-dos and adaptions, everywhere really is a stage.
When we're faced with challenges, we as artists find ways to thrive and still tell our stories.
The Theater Festival streams performances next week. 5 days, 12 plays. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
I walk into the math class, and the first thing I see is Melissa. And she's looking at her phone, almost hopeful. And she kind of jumps, like she's startled, mine.
She almost falls out of her desk?
She almost falls out of her desk. And class starts, and I keep watching her. She looks so sad and scared. My heart goes out to her, you know? And I'm like, yes, she has problems. She needs a friend.